This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, May 30. God's word for you today is valleys. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 7. And it says, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land of flowing streams and pools of water, with fountains and springs that gush out in the valleys and hills." The first thing you need to know is that valleys are inevitable. Valleys are a part of life. Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 11 says, "Rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain." Wait a minute. It is a promised land right in the center of God's will. And the Bible says it is filled with hills and valleys. It is filled with great times and low times. You can be at the center of God's will. You can be in God's promised land and yet experience mountain tops and valley low. That is how life is. So, it is either you are coming out of the valley, you are in the midst of one right now, or you are about to enter one. It is one of the three situations. But regardless of what it is, God is not only the God of the mountains. He is the God of the valleys. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12 says, "My dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful test you are suffering as though something unusual were happening to you. It is because you are human. Everyone will be tested, but God will strengthen you." I pray in the name of Jesus. Valleys are inevitable. The second thing you need to know is that valleys are impartial. Everyone goes through a valley situation. When there is a global pandemic or global challenge, everyone goes through it. Whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, valleys are impartial. Psalm chapter 34 verse 19 says, "The good man does not escape all troubles. He has them too. But the Lord helps him in each and every one." The good man, he had the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Yet, he has them too. Whoa! However, the difference between the believer and the unbeliever is that the Lord helps the believer. Everybody will have trouble, but your God will help you. So, valleys are inevitable. Valleys are impartial. And thirdly, valleys are unpredictable. And that is what makes them trouble, really. Valleys are unpredictable. One cannot plan or strategize. Won't it be good to be able to schedule your valleys, trouble, for when you are ready for them? Guess what? Valleys come whether you are ready or not. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 1 says, "Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring." Though unpredictable, because valleys are impartial and inevitable, valleys are guaranteed. So, beginning tomorrow, we will look at four guaranteed valleys out of the several valley situations listed in the Bible. Are you ready? Let us pray. Father, even though valleys are inevitable, impartial, and unpredictable, I rejoice because you are the God of my valleys, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.